Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 88. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 59. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 88. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 79 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A driver that was going well over the speed limit was arrested after a pursuit in Reno County on Friday. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the driver of a Camaro was spotted going 151 miles per hour on K96 in Reno County Friday night. A pursuit ensued, and the driver was later taken into custody. The driver faces charges including DUI, a felony warrant, and other traffic charges. Kansas Highway Patrol troopers are trying very hard to keep you safe at the Kansas State Fair. A person is now under arrest after allegedly brandishing a gun at the fair. That person was arrested for being a felon in possession of a firearm and for possession of a firearm while intoxicated. The gun has been seized. The Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson runs through Sunday. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Make this a September to remember at the Rusty at Ford Customer Appreciation Sale. Choose from over 400 new Ford vehicles and get $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Double that to $4,000 off any new Ford if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. We have memorable savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or the 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months. Or 2023 Ford Escape Plug-in Hybrid 0% APR for 60 months. That's $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot, and double that to $4,000 off if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. Repeat customers get $4,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today. Escape 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Does not include 2025 models.
The Kansas Turnpike Authority is working to dispel confusion gripping some drivers as they adjust to the new cashless tolling system implemented earlier this year. There were complaints from people who were double billed. As the KTA transitioned to the cashless tolling earlier this year, it switched from a trip-based system to a transaction-based system. Some customers may now see several transactions on their statement for each trip they take, as opposed to the single trip they may be used to seeing. If the customer doesn't understand this, they can interpret it as being double billed. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered that flags across Kansas be lowered to half staff on Wednesday to honor the victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Governor Kelly said, "We will never forget the thousands who were injured and the nearly 3,000 Americans whose lives were tragically taken during an act of terrorism 23 years ago." I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Sydney Regional Medical Center wrapped up the end of last week by holding a ribbon cutting, saying that they have announced their new EMS services that have returned to the Regional Medical Center in the community.
I want to thank everyone for coming out today. We really appreciate the support. This is a really important step for Sydney Regional Medical Center, for us to have our ambulance here as one unified team serving the community in all of Cheyenne County. We're very thankful that for all the help that we had from the hospital and all the departments for getting this set up in a very short period of time. And all the work that everyone here has put into this. It's not just one department, it was a whole team effort. So we're thankful for all of that. We're here, we're in service, and we're answering the calls when needed. We hope that with all of us unified together, we'll have that community pride and service that we provide.
Mid-America Network News.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. The September 10th sale at Midwest Kia is here, and you won't want to miss it. For a limited time, drive away in a brand new 2024 Kia Forte LXS for just $199 a month. That's right, only $199. Need something with a little more space? Check out the full-size 2025 Kia K5 LXS. Now available for just $299 a month. That's right, incredible payment options on both the Forte and the K5, but only during our September 10th sale. Or save up to $13,000 off MSRP on the EV9. With five different SUV models to choose from, there's something for everyone. Hurry in to the Big Tent Sale at Midwest Kia or online at MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end September 30th. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Future prospects for the Marshall County Jail Project were discussed at last week's commissioners meeting. They plan to meet with Sheriff Tim Ackerman to consider options and try to determine a level of financial resources that may be needed. In light of two failed elections for a new jail facility, consensus was that a new building is not likely. That raised the question as to keeping or selling the ground in East Marysville near Cantiquip that was planned for the project. Commissioners Keith Bramhall and John Unger seemed in favor of selling it, as the county currently pays taxes, while Fritz Blasky had some reservation, noting that keeping the site may allow future options. No decisions were made. Two of the three commissioners lost primary election races in August. Rides for Marshall County residents through the public transportation program will be free in September. Reservations can be made through the Agency on Aging office. A Beatrice man was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder, as well as two counts of kidnapping and use of a firearm to commit a felony in the fatal shooting of a woman in Beatrice Sunday afternoon. Christopher Michael Milkey reportedly shot 42-year-old Tammy Leslie at a home in the 2200 block of Hillcrest Avenue after authorities had responded to a call around 4:30 from a 19-year-old who reported they and a 12-year-old child were apparently barricaded inside the residence. The children escaped unharmed with the help of police, but Tammy Leslie was killed after she was shot three times with a handgun, resulting in the arrest of Christopher Milkey. An investigation continues, and authorities ask anyone with information as to a possible motive to respond. Also in Beatrice, warrants were served Saturday morning that resulted in the arrest of two individuals suspected in an infant child's death earlier in August. In the case, authorities had responded August 15th to a home in the 1000 block of Herbert Street, where they discovered an unresponsive infant male who died at the Beatrice Hospital. After investigation, Austin James Mine was arrested this past Saturday on suspicion of intentional child abuse resulting in death, and the mother of the child, Ashton Zeitel, was arrested shortly thereafter at a Beatrice truck stop where she worked on suspicion of negligent child abuse resulting in death. No additional details as to the death have been released. Valley Heights USD 498 district families, employees, and patrons are invited to participate in a strategic planning process by sharing an online survey. District data will be shared Monday evening in the current state of the district outline at a dinner meeting, 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. in the Valley Heights Junior Senior High Commons area. A follow-up facilities tour is planned September 23rd, and another follow-up dinner meeting September 30th will be used to define a vision for the district, identify goals for future success, and create a plan to achieve goals. A district survey has been distributed. Patrons may contact the district office for more information. Lyle A. Finney passed away September 7th, and a funeral service is planned Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Lyle Finney. Cammy K. Fredericks, 2-year-old infant daughter of Ryan and Melissa Fredericks, passed away September 6th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in Zion Mount Calvary Cemetery, north of Herkimer. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for infant Cammie Fredericks.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Business hours at the Marshall County Courthouse will be changing effective Tuesday, September 3rd. Offices in the courthouse will be open daily Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m., closing at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and closing at noon Friday. For additional details, phone the County Clerk's Office, 562-5361. New customer service hours begin September 3rd at the Marshall County Courthouse, opening daily Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m., open until 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and open until noon on Fridays.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny and dry weather conditions not only for this afternoon but over the next few days, as an upper-level ridge of high pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern. And those temperatures still above average for this time of year. Typically, we have those average high temperatures reaching the lower part of the 80s. And instead, by this afternoon, expecting highs to reach the middle 80s, with our winds out of the south to around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight lows dropping back into the upper 50s for tonight. And even a few degrees warmer into your Tuesday, still expecting ample amounts of sunshine with upper 80s for high temperatures. Upper 80s close to that 90-degree mark for high temperatures midweek Wednesday, and both Thursday and into your Friday still looking to stay dry with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Not until your weekend will we pick up at least a slight chance for some showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early September, 84, record high on this date, 102. The average low 60, the record low 43. With sunset this evening, 7:46. Sunrise in the morning at 7:04.
There's always a buzz about the Almanac's long-range weather predictions, and for good reason. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 9th. It is the 253rd day of the year, and comedian Adam Sandler has a birthday. The 2025 edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac is now out and available everywhere. As usual, our long-range weather predictions will be the most talked-about feature. We can't tell you how we do it, but we can tell you what makes our methodology so reliable. In addition to considering climate models, analogs of known weather patterns and atmospheric teleconnections, the effects of solar cycles and sun activity can also play an important role. And we're always refining our system as new technologies and data become available. So look for a fresh edition on newsstands now. Check out our latest weather predictions and much more. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find a retailer near you, visit almanac.com.
Fundamental and advanced computer classes will be offered at all the Marshall County Public Libraries, including Marysville Public Library, in September and October. Classes are free of charge starting September 10th, including guidance from expert instructors. Call the library at 785-562-2491 for more information and to register for classes.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was another week of college football across the state of Kansas as both Kansas State University and the KU Jayhawks ended up dominating throughout the week for week number two. We'll start off with the Kansas State Wildcats as they went over Tennessee Martin with a 41-6 victory on Saturday, holding Tennessee to two field goals throughout the entire game. It was all K-State with a total of 449 yards throughout the game, with a total of 166 passing yards. Rushing yards, it was a total dominance of 283 to 36. Avery Johnson was the big scorer, putting 153 yards in the game with two touchdowns, one interception, and going 14-21 overall. Kansas State is now set to take on Arizona back at home on Friday with kickoff at 7 p.m. In Jayhawk football, it was again a dominant victory with a 48-3 win over Lindenwood over the weekend, as the Jayhawks ended up putting a total of 530 yards in the game with a 199 passing yards. They also have a Friday game this weekend against UNLV.
Fall into cash this September at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. We're giving away $10,000 in cash each and every Saturday in September. Simply earn entries with your Seven Clans Players Club card, and five winners will walk away with $2,000 in cash. Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino has more. Come have a drink in our brand new high limit bar. And oh yeah, enjoy all your favorite games at the home of life-changing jackpots. Just a short drive away on Highway 77 in Newkirk. Seven Clans, where the winners play.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
After the death of a high school quarterback in the state of Alabama, high school football coaches across the state of Kansas say they are focusing on safety measures when it comes to the fall football season for the youth in the state, saying it's a great time to self-reflect on the safety of the kids that are playing on the field.
I can't imagine what those folks are going through down there, having that kind of thing happen.
Something that it tears at you, and it also reminds you that you make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's.
That audio from WIBW, where they say with the technology that continues to improve and proper training from coaches to the students, they're hoping that it's going to be a safe fall school year for the high school athletes.
It's evolved to where it should be after the research and the development of that. So I think we're much more conscientious about it than what we used to be back in the day, which is a great thing.
Coaches are highly educated on proper way to teach tackling and how to teach blocking. We emphasize it.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night, Kansas high school football teams kicked off the season. Marysville upended Nemohall Central 16-8. Around the NCKL, Clay Center trimmed Abilene 34-7. Wamego took Concordia 41-8. Chapman knocked off Smith Center 10-8. And Rock Creek took Bishop Ward 63-7. In our Friday feature game, Valley Heights fell to Centralia 20-14. Hanover beat Hill Saline 34-16. Frankfort pounded Clifton Clyde 70-34. Washington County fell to Blue Valley 42-14. And Axtell rolled past Lynn 76-6. Diller O'Dell took Meridian 47-26. And Southern fell to Johnson Central 52-16.
High school sports season is just around the corner, and that means the return of the TVL Spotlight. Whether it's stats and scores, a schedule of excellent matches coming up, we have triangulars at Clifton Clyde and Frankfort, interviews with coaches and players. Joining me now is head coach of the Axtell Eagles, Eric Detweiler, and lots of fun along the way. We'll have it all on TVLSpotlight.com, a service of Sunflower State Radio.
Up to date with high school football, tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Max Blasky will visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursdays, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. Plus, they're available as a podcast on our website, kndyradio.com, and our social media. Scores and updates, game nights, too. Listen for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
An orange or yellowish-orange powder on your lawn that leaves an orange residue on your shoes means your grass is infected with rust fungal disease. But don't fret. A change in the weather and proper care can usually keep this disease in check. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Newly seeded and lawns weakened by inadequate fertilization and drought are most susceptible. Excessive rain that depletes soil nitrogen can also lead to problems with rust. A wide range of weather conditions favors this disease, increasing the risk to your lawn. Cool nights with heavy dew and frequent rains, as well as warm, cloudy, and humid weather, followed by hot, sunny days, create a rust-friendly environment. Fortunately, as new lawns mature, weather improves, and proper fertilization is followed, the rust fades away. Just be patient and reseed any dead areas in spring or fall with a mix of disease-resistant grass varieties. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated encourages everyone to fly the flag at half staff in honor of all those who lost their lives in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Thank you to the military for continuing the fight against terrorism. From all of us at Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated, over 40 years of service.
Although you may associate his name with tractors, he never saw one. Yet his name is synonymous with the equipment used in agriculture. We go to the small shop from which he built a mighty company on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In case you ever had a doubt, the name of the large tractor and farm equipment maker is the name of a real man who gained fame in Illinois.
John Deere got here in 1836. He developed self-scouring steel plow in 1837, and he was here until 1847, 1848, then he moved to Moline.
Rick Trahan says when Deere came to Grand Detour, he heard area farmers complain about the cast iron plows that wouldn't cut through the rich prairie soil. So he took a piece of steel from a broken sawmill blade, shaped it, and polished it on a sandstone grinding wheel, and took it to Lewis Grandel's farm to test it. That first self-scouring steel plow was revolutionary in 1837.
Was it the shape of his plow? Was it the material it was made from, being steel versus cast iron? Or was it because it was polished? And I have to say yes, yes, and yes, because it's that combination of those three things that made his plow successful when the existing technology didn't work.
Not only did John Deere develop a better plow, His real genius may have been in how he built and marketed that device.
He was one of the pioneers of building up an inventory ahead of time. Used to, you'd come in, you'd order it, then you'd wait for it, and then get it built. Well, he had the foresight to build things up in advance so people who were coming out west and continuing to go further west could stop by in Grandy Tour and pick up a John Deere plow and continue out west into the grasslands that were out in there and have the proper plow for those areas.
Today, Trahan performs his blacksmith's trade at Deere's very first research and development site, should we say. A small barn that grew to a mighty company making farm equipment and much more. Traveling the countryside in Grand Detour, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household auction with furniture, appliances, and miscellaneous, as well as real estate in Waterville, selling for the Gail Ripke Family Trust Saturday, September 14th, 10 a.m. Appliances include a top-load washer and electric dryer, 20-cubic-foot upright freezer, 18-cubic-foot refrigerator, easy-go golf cart with charger. Furniture includes a china hutch, dining table, 4 swivel roller chairs, 3 cushion couch, lazy boy oversized recliner, 2 king pillow top beds, couple of chest of drawers, small kitchen appliances, patio table with 6 wicker armchairs, some hand tools, lawn and garden supplies, and miscellaneous. Real estate sells at noon. It's a modern 2-bedroom, 2-bath, ranch style, with full unfinished basement, attached oversized 2-car garage on a shaded corner lot. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate. This real estate and household auction, Saturday, September 14th, begins at 10 a.m. at 206 North Colorado in Waterville. Real estate, a house sells at noon. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Next year's honey crop is highly dependent on the care you give your hives in the fall. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Check on the bees and harvest some honey, but not all of it, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
As the weather becomes cooler, there's a lot of buzzing about around the beehives. Bees are still collecting pollen, nectar, and water. The queen is reducing hive numbers by kicking out the drones and getting their home ready for winter. Beth Conry is the president of the Colorado Beekeepers Association. She says this is the time to give your hives a full inspection, especially the queen and the worker bees.
I'm looking to see how much stores, you know, I'm hefting them to see how much they weigh, and then I'm making sure that I've got a viable queen also. A queen that is in good shape lays in a particular pattern, and we look for that pattern.
Do one last honey harvest, but don't be greedy. Conry says each of her colonies needs about 80 to 90 pounds of honey to get the bees through the winter.
We let them take theirs first, and then we take ours second. The way we manage our hives is we let them fill the 2 deep boxes before we add supers, so that when we take off supers, they're back to these filled boxes already. Typically, they'll convert the upper box entirely to honey, and then they'll move into the lower box.
Also be aware that this is the time other bees are looking for honey and could end up robbing your hive.
Fall hive management also includes a careful inspection for disease and varroa mites. If mite loads exceed threshold levels, consider your treatment options. If you're in a climate that dips below freezing for weeks at a time, wrap the hives in black tar paper. Black helps absorb the sun's heat, and paper acts as a windbreak. But be sure not to cover the entrance or ventilation holes. Learn more about fall beehive care at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Jesus warned us that money rivals God for our loyalty and affection. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. Money can give us a sense of power and control, as well as a sense of ownership rather than stewardship. In an article for the National Christian Foundation, Lauren Terrell suggests ways to push back against the tug of money. One is to take a mission trip where you focus on the needs of others. Another idea? Earmark money to give away first. When you get paid, do your giving first, then take care of the other items in your budget. Terrell calls it learning to hold money with an open palm instead of a clenched fist. Those are just two ideas that'll help you keep the Lord first in your life, where He always should be. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent John Bannister would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Discounts may vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
Another reason for soybean farmers to grow sustainably. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sustainable soybean production is more of a mandate than an option these days when looking at the export market. Rosalind Leake heads market access and strategy for the U.S. Soybean Export Council.
Sustainability has moved beyond just talking about environmental sustainability. Now we're really also getting more and more questions about kind of the social sustainability and governance parts of ESG. Today, over 70% of our exports go out with a certificate verifying sustainability, which really demonstrates the interest globally in what's happening.
By staying on top of the changing needs of global soybean buyers, Leake says U.S. soy growers have an advantage.
Our sustainability program is also a continuous improvement strategy. So there are new questions being asked. There are new data points that are available. There's new information all the time. And so our objective is to try and constantly be scanning what the demands are from our customers around the world, from consumers around the world, and try and meet those demands.
Leake says many soybean growers are able to document the carbon footprint of their crops, which allows exporters to provide an actual verification certificate to present to buyers here and abroad. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Landall in Marysville is invested in their team, facilities, products, customers, community, future, and excellence. For over 60 years, a family-owned company focusing on quality workmanship, products, and employees. Congratulating their team members with their loyalty and hard work that's paid off with a 12-year profit-sharing average of 12.42%. Thanks for all you do in making Landall Company stand out above the rest. Employment opportunities available. Go online at Landall.com/careers. EEO Vets and Disability. Welcome.
Good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. It's a little hard to find a lot of optimism in the grain markets these days. Stephen Nicholson, global sector strategist for grains and oilseeds at Rabobank, says it's unfortunate that the doom and gloom may stay in the markets for quite a while.
I think we're in this for a couple, 3 years, unless we have some, like we said, some sort of weather event, some sort of policy issue that changes the trajectory of the markets, or the money flow changes and people decide they need to get back into commodities, so they start buying commodities rather than selling them. But it is going to be a tough, tough situation to see that change anytime soon, in my mind, at least in the short term and immediate term. We know that longer term, that agriculture has cycles, and sometimes this will come back. It always does. And I would say one thing, if there is a little bit of a silver lining there, is that those cycles seem to be happening a little faster rather than longer. It's been about 10 years since we had the last down cycle. But, you know, you look before that, that cycle is a lot longer. So I think that's the one thing to at least think about. Those cycles are going to be a little bit shorter going forward.
Again, that's Stephen Nicholson from Rabobank. Now, in other news, U.S. beef exports continued building momentum in the month of July. USDA data says July beef exports totaled 110,419 metric tons, up 7% from a year ago and the second largest of 2024. Export value rose 12% to $910 million, also the second highest this year. July growth was fueled by higher demand in Japan, Taiwan, Mexico, and the Middle East. From January through July, value increased 6% from last year, despite a 2% drop in volume. Pork exports were also well above a year ago levels in the month of July, led by a record value for shipments down to Mexico. Pork exports reached 24,210 metric tons in July, 10% higher than last year. Export value rose 13% to $710.5 million, fueled by a record $244.5 million for leading market Mexico. Sam Speck with your Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you ready for the ultimate striper fishing adventure? Join us at Lake Texoma for a day of excitement and big catches with Jacob Orr's Guaranteed Guide Service.
We caught stripers all day long. These guys know their stuff.
Our experienced guides work hard to make every trip unforgettable. Whether you're a pro or just starting out, we've got you covered.
The thrill of the fight, the joy of the catch, and the beauty of Lake Texoma. There's nothing like it.
Book your trip today and experience the best striper fishing around. Call 903-819-3329 or visit online at ggstexoma.com. That's ggstexoma.com. Guaranteed Guide Service, Lake Texoma, where hard work meets great fun on the water. And as always, no fish, no pay. It's time for you to come out and enjoy the ultimate striper fishing adventure at Lake Texoma.
At Alliance Insurance, we are all excited to announce our long-awaited move to our new location at 715 Broadway. Previously Blue River Eye Care, which is located one door east of our old location. Just look for Dottie Rose. The same personalized service you expect at our new location back on Broadway. So from Tammy, Jen, and Diana, Alliance Insurance, please give us a call for all your insurance needs. 785-562-2393.
Prairie strips being used as a conservation tool in fields are proving to be very beneficial to the soil. Here's how on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Prairie
strips are contour strips of native prairie species that are used like terraces. They may only take up 10% of a farm field, but deliver far more benefits, such as improving wildlife diversity, reducing soil erosion, and improving water quality. Marshall McDaniel is an assistant professor in soil-plant interactions at Iowa State University. He says research shows a reduction in sediment movement by 95%. Total phosphorus and nitrogen loss through runoff is reduced by 90 and 85% respectively. His team is also studying what happens to soil under and around prairie strips.
And they all show about a 50% increase in soil stability under the prairie strips. And there's about a 4 to 9% increase in water storage. And they also did the soil water content at permanent wilting point so we could calculate the plant available water storage under these prairie strip soils. We saw about a 14% increase in plant available water storage from the prairie strip.
Do prairie strips affect the soils around them? McDaniel says this research is still in progress, but they have found a reduction in soil nitrates primarily surrounding the prairie strips.
And then we have a variable like phosphorus that showed an interaction between distance and prairie strip, meaning that the prairie strip effect was actually just behind the prairie strip. And this confirms that the reduction in sediment loss and erosion probably means that phosphorus is building up behind the prairie strip too.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about prairie strips and their benefits at agriculture.com.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Recently, the USDA reported how commodity prices and farm profitability have increased the trends in land value and cash rental rates in Kansas. K-State Extension farm economist Robin Reed explains how farm profitability influences land values.
Basically, if we look at farm income related to land values, there's a very strong trend into how land values react based on farm profitability. So we went through a period of time here recently. 2020 was really the start of it when we had some large government payments coupled with commodity prices increasing quite rapidly, and the land market has really taken off the last 3 or 4 years. Right now, we're in interesting times. We have commodity prices coming down other than some livestock prices and milk and things. But for the most part, corn, beans, wheat, grain, sorghum, our main Kansas crops, are really experiencing a lower market.
She discusses the relationship between land value and cash rental rates.
Typically, when we have land prices going up so quickly, cash rents don't tend to follow on the average. Now, negotiating a new cash rental rate in the last few years, you probably had to be pretty darn aggressive to actually be competitive and get a piece of ground. But on average, a lot of these agreements are negotiated every 3 years, 5 years, maybe even a lot longer than that. So the average cash rental rate slowly increases, but doesn't keep up with the land market itself. And that's why we've seen for the last 20 years this trend in what I call the rent to value ratio. So what could you cash rent the piece of ground for versus what it's worth to purchase it on the market today?
Reed shares where rental rates could be renegotiated in the current farm economy.
Based on profitability, there is a good chance that rental rates would need to be negotiated down going forward. You know, caveat to that, it really depends when it was negotiated last, because the big years of profitability and higher commodity prices have just been in the last few years. So if it was a newly negotiated lease in those years, you might think about if that is a sustainable rental rate. We are in for some tough times in agriculture, so just want to make sure landowners know that there might be a conversation coming up with their tenant, making sure this equitable lease is still in line.
That was Robin Reed, Kansas State University Extension farm economist, on what influences land values, the effect they have on cash rental rates, and how both rental parties should approach future lease agreements. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, moving through a Monday today, first day of the week. We have been kind of mixed on the board for the grain market overall. Corn has been able to rebound and get back up into the green slightly. Wheat still struggling a little bit. Soybeans have been hanging right near that $10 a bushel. They've been hanging mostly higher on the day. Livestock market overall, they are still in the green. For the most part, looking at your corn, though, September corn is up 1.5 cents at 385 and a quarter. December corn up 0.5 cents right now at 406 and three quarters. In the wheat market, September KC wheat's up 4 1/4 at 574 even, although that is about off the board. December KC wheat's down 3.5 cents at 574 even a bushel. Oats market, December up 4 3/4 at 357 even. Over in the soybeans, they've seen some decent gains today. September soybeans up 10 3/4 at $10 even. November beans up 10 1/4 at 10.15 and a half a cent. The meal market for September up 2.20 at 3.20 and 60 cents. With the October down 30 cents at 3.20 and a half. All the later futures are mostly in the green today. Soybean oil for September up 39 cents at 41.16, and the October up 92 cents at 41 and 13 cents. Looking at your canola market, November canola up 16.20 on the day right now at 5.85 and 40 cents. With the January up 16.60 at 5.97 and a half. And the cotton market mostly lower, with December down 33 cents at 67.55 overall. Interest rates right now, we have 30-year bonds for September up 0.5 point at 125.30. 10-year notes are down just slightly, not a lot of movement there at 114.16. U.S. dollar index up 29 cents to 101.44. Stock market today mostly higher. We're seeing some gains here with the Dow Jones up 583 points now. The S&P up by 72. The NASDAQ sitting in the green 223 at 16,914. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. The September 10th sale at Midwest Kia is here, and you won't want to miss it. For a limited time, drive away in a brand new 2024 Kia Forte LXS for just $199 a month. That's right, only $199. Need something with a little more space? Check out the full-size 2025 Kia K5 LXS. Now available for just $299 a month. That's right, incredible payment options on both the Forte and the K5, but only during our September 10th sale. Or save up to $13,000 off MSRP on the EV9. With five different SUV models to choose from, there's something for everyone. Hurry in to the Big 10th sale at Midwest Kia or online at MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end September 30th. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees.
There will be a land auction, 703 acres Marshall County farmland, selling for the Brocksterman Trust Friday, September 13th in Frankfort, and includes crop and pasture land to be sold in five tracts. Tract 1 is 237 acres, more or less, the west edge of Lillis, west of the tracks along 27th Road and Bobcat Lane. 201 acres of cropland in Cleveland Township, 85% half-bottom ground and half-terraced, with a balance in timbered grassland along Irish Creek. Tract 2 is 61 acres, more or less, adjoining Tract 1 west of the tracks at Lillis, and starts 3/4 mile north of Bobcat Lane. 88% Irish Creek bottom, the balance in timber along Irish Creek, all cropland is in one field. Tract 3 is 90 acres, more or less, fenced pasture with pond water, located a mile west of Lillis on Bobcat Lane, which is along a good rock road 5 miles east of K-99. Tract 4 is 159 acres, more or less, southwest of Lillis in Cleveland Township, 33 acres cropland, the majority in a fenced pasture with two ponds. And Tract 5 is in Clear Fork Township, 156 acres, more or less, 5 miles south of Frankfort, then a mile west on Apache Lane to 21st Road. This property has roads all around it, and over half cropland includes some hay meadow, grassland, pond, and timber. For inspection and details, contact Olmsted Real Estate. Sale bills online at olmstedrealestate.com. The land auction, Friday, September 13th in Frankfort, begins at 10 a.m. at the Frankfort Legion VFW.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors have opened the week intent on regaining some of last week's lost ground. Going into the midday, the Dow had risen 440 points. The Nasdaq was ahead 0.7%. The S&P was up almost 0.9%. Under the threat of a strike at the end of this week, Boeing says it has a tentative contract with the union representing more than 32,000 employees. It includes raises of at least 25% over the life of the four-year deal. Boeing factory workers will vote Thursday. Google is facing a new antitrust lawsuit. Several states have joined the Department of Justice in calling Google's ad technology dominance a monopoly. A federal judge last month ruled that Google holds a monopoly over internet searches. A visit to the Trevi Fountain is on the to-do list of every tourist who visits Rome, but it might soon cost more than just the price of the coin you toss into the water. Italian tourism officials are considering a $2.25 charge to visit the landmark. Jim Ryan, ABC News.